Tell people got out of the gap, they'd never be as happy or successful as they could be. He set out to help people get out of the gap. The gap and the gain became one of Dan's most crucial and transformational concepts. Until now, this concept has been hidden behind the exclusive walls of Dan Sullivan's Strategic Coach program. The gap and the gain. Your future growth and progress are now based in your understanding about the difference between the two ways in which you can measure yourself, against an ideal, which puts you in what I call the gap, and against your starting point, which puts you in what I call the gain, appreciating all that you've accomplished. Dan Sullivan. The gap is found in both mundane and monumental experiences. You could be in the gap about getting the smaller half of a cookie, more on this later, or you could be in the gap about your entire past, wishing your life had been something different or better. High achievers are particularly prone to being in the gap. For instance, research shows that CEOs are twice as likely to have depression than the general public. Entrepreneurs are prone to substance abuse as well as depression and suicide. Even after some massive victory, their minds quickly go to the next unreached achievement. Although this can lead to a great deal of external success, the problem remains unresolved internally. Many, if not most, high achievers remain unhappy, and their unhappiness grows deeper and deeper with each external accomplishment. That is, if they stay in the gap. Thomas Jefferson was, of course, a very inspiring and significant person to America's history, but the fact remains, Jefferson was in the gap, and that's why he never found the happiness he was pursuing. Unfortunately, Jefferson's gap thinking has become pervasive throughout Western ideology and thinking. An example of gap thinking is a successful but unhappy man named Edward. Edward is a former client of Chad Willardson, the founder and president of Pacific Capital, a premier wealth management firm in Southern California. Back in early 2003, during his first meeting with Edward, Chad could tell by his body language that Edward had anxiety and worry. Edward mentioned that he was concerned about the stock market and where the economy was headed. Chad assured him that with the right team, plan, and strategy, his financial future would be secure and abundant. After learning about Edward's financial situation, Chad further confirmed that Edward had every reason to be confident in his future. At that time, Edward was in his early 40s and had a multi-six-figure income with $2.5 million in cash to invest. He told Chad, "If I can just get my investment portfolio to $5 million, then I'd feel secure financially and finally be able to relax." They set Edward's goal at $5 million. Edward followed the plan he and Chad had developed. He was adding money every year to his accounts, and his investments were growing and compounding excellently. Within a few years, he passed his original goal of having $5 million in his investment portfolio. But once he got there, he still didn't feel secure. He was in the gap. He was worried about the future. "I feel like I need $10 million to really feel safe and secure," he told Chad. With his great income and investment strategy, his portfolio eventually did grow beyond $10 million. And by 2019, his portfolio was up to $17 million, over three times his original financial freedom target. From an outside perspective, this man was more than living the American dream. He had grown to have a seven-figure income. He had a huge nest egg of compounding assets, and without question, he was a savvy and smart businessman. Yet he never outgrew his gap mindset. He never learned how to appreciate his gains. He was never grateful or happy about his situation. He remained anxious and worried about the future. He continued to consume gap media that convinced him the financial world was going to collapse and that he was going to lose all of his money. He requested a meeting with Chad. He wanted to abandon the planning and strategy that they'd been successfully executing over the previous 16 years and go completely conservative into cash. His view of the future was pessimistic. He didn't anticipate any more future growth. Given that Edward was abandoning the plan and strategy Chad was providing and executing, it was clear they were no longer aligned. They decided to go their separate ways. Edward sold off his investments and put all of his gap money into the bank, where it has sat since early 2019 when they had that conversation. At the writing of this book in mid-2021, the S&P index has grown over 68% in the 2 years since Edward fearfully took his money out of the market. Edward couldn't escape the gap.